Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, otherwise known as RBL, a show that incorporates baby boomers and millennials' ideas and perspectives.
With the hottest news, reviews, and interviews, and guidance on the transition of brick and mortar to click and order. And now I'm proud to introduce former veteran, military police, and a member of Knights of Columbus, my dad, James Zuli.
And my son, chairman and CEO of Easy Way Network, known as the Digital Dick Clark, Eric Zuli.
Good morning to our Easy Way family. And knock, knock, is our host out there, the superstar host of the show, Eric Zuli, the pioneer and the groundbreaking online entrepreneur, Eric Zuli. Are you with us? Someone I'm just trying to keep up with on a daily basis. I'll tell you, times are changing, and you know, they're changing rapidly, and if you don't keep up with everything, you start slipping behind. And you find out the guy who's in the same business as you that's been plugged in, all of a sudden is catapulting forward.
Good morning, Dad. Can you hear me?
Good morning, Eric. I'll tell you what, there's so much stuff going on. And then we're hitting these little glitches with the computers, and you just got to keep plugging in. So what do you think, if there's going to be a, if you get word of a power outage, should you disconnect your computer?
Yes, you always should disconnect your computer. Never have your computer plugged into a surge protector or any type of power outage. But, hey, good morning to everybody. Let me address to all the awesome listeners and let everybody know, if you are tuned into the show, if you've called in, if you've tuned in to Blog Talk Radio or you're listening on Easy Way Network, make sure that you go to rbllive.com. No www. Just rbllive.com. We made it really simple for you guys. And make sure that you log in to your Easy Way Network account. And you can actually chat live during the show with our new interactive chat right under the player. If you guys are new to Easy Way Radio and Radio Boomers Live, we do have a very interactive show. And then when you're done with the show, if there's any particular people that you want to meet or people you want to connect with, we do have a social network that you can connect with them directly at Easy Way. I mean, just go to easywaynetwork.com. You can click on any button that says account or log in. Create your account and join the family, join the network. We have over 10 million viewers and counting, 600,000 listeners. We're on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Player FM, Amazon Music. And I see some people chatting, so we'll be watching the chat. So, again, go to that interactive chat on rbllive.com. It's going to be a fantastic show.
We're all over the place. That's amazing. You know, the interactive of today is so different than what it was in the past. Not that long ago, even. I mean, it's just changing by the month or by the day or whatever. There's always a new platform and a new way to get out there. And it's just really beneficial for a business or somebody that wants to get out there as an individual or a business. They have so many opportunities now, so many platforms. Well, with that being said, we're getting into hot topic time, so we get the news.
It is.
And get to our guest. Interesting.
Well, we're going to go to a commercial break, and then we're going to get to hot topic. And, guys, listen to the commercial carefully, create your account. And I'm excited about our first guest, too, who's a LinkedIn expert. But we'll learn more about him after this commercial break.
Hey, Easy Way Radio listeners. Create your free account on easywaynetwork.com. Use the invite code EASYWAY. Or refer back to the person that referred you to us. Connect with us by texting Easy Way, letter E, letter Z, to the number 59925. Get top flight promotion from the best in the business and help with stages and events. Get promotion on Easy Way Magazine, Easy Way Radio, Easy Way TV, and join our pitch party every other Thursday for the best lead generation and follow-up opportunities. We also have business tools that can help you automate and digitize your business for more results the easy way. Once you create your account, you can set up your profile and connect with our close to 4,500 high-quality members. We'll see you there.
Yes, indeed.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
What the heck's going on here? It's July 22nd already. Slow down. I can't keep up with. I'd like to do something during the summer, some year. They go by so fast. Well, what's going on with people in America for the summer? What are they doing? Where are they going? Well, I'll start out by telling you how many of us are going places, and I'll end the show with what they're going to be doing through the summer. Well, people are traveling, and estimated, check this out, 82% of adults in the U.S., approximately 212 million, have or are planning to travel somewhere this summer. That's a big number. That's a lot of people traveling. And I read articles about there's some countries, although they love tourism, it's big money, but like Spain was complaining that they can't even go to the beach. There's too many tourists from America. Biden drops out, endorses Vice President Kamala Harris, although the Dems still have to have meetings and there has to be some groundwork done to clear the way. We'll see what happens. Possible VPs would be Governor Andy Beshear, and we got the Transportation Secretary Buttigieg, and North Carolina Governor Ray Cooper, Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona, to name just a few. There's a lot of names will be being dropped here. Possibly the biggest computer glitch ever, the CrowdStrike security update. Okay, that's what basically caused the shutdown of the possibly the decade, if not the century. Its main product, a kind of sophisticated antivirus, which needs frequent updates, and the latest was apparently defective. CrowdStrike CEO apologized to the airlines, banks, and hospitals, which could still be having issues with this glitch they had. LeBron James saved the day, if you've been watching any of this, even if you're not a baseball fan. We're talking about the U.S. getting on its way to that gold. And 8 seconds left to score, final score 101-100, win over South Sudan. I mean, I give a lot of credit to Sudan keeping up with our best of the best in basketball. You know, they put together a super team. So that's quite a bit for a country like that. Now it's on to Paris for Team USA, and we'll see who comes out on top there. New Jersey weather, storms, possible downpours. So I always warn you guys, if you're traveling, check it out. And there's a lot of big storms going on. From Texas had its flood, and now we got soggy weather ahead from all the way from Texas to Maine. So do your homework when it comes to traveling. I keep telling you that, so you can get stuck at an airport somewhere. U.S. Secretary Service Director on the Trump shooting, we failed. She got drilled by Congress, and there was a couple of mistakes. But Trump defended the Secret Service, said they took care of him, and they jumped on top of him, make sure he's safe. He said, I took a bullet for democracy. Netanyahu returns to D.C. for a 3-day speech to Congress seeking validations on his movements and attacks in Gaza and so on and so forth, trying to get support there. Stock market today, well, street ticks high on big tech. Recoveries following the worst week in months, so ticking up is good instead of down.
Well, yeah, we got to get to the guests, and then we also need to get to some of the granddaughters and grandsons, you know, and the stuff that they like. You know, the Cobra Kai new TV series just came out. If you guys go to easywaynews.com, you'll see that we put a lot of the information on the the actual red carpet from the Cobra Kai. New season six series on Netflix. And then we recently did the Easy Way pitch party. So we had Victoria L. Sanchez, which talked about trauma reversal, Wendy Weber, theme songs and music, Jim Bannon, call to action technology, Professor George, Dr. George Grant, you know, with his AO scan technology, Camille with virtual assistants. She's a concierge. Zolita is a mind expert. I mean, we had over 60-something people. So there is an article on Easy Way News there as well, and you'll also see an article on this on this show. We gotta go to the next guest. Speaking of amazing people, we have George Marquis, and George Marquis is going to come on, and he's a LinkedIn expert. He'll take your LinkedIn account, and you'll ask yourself, you know, do I have quality leads from my LinkedIn, and are you ready to absorb the abundance of blue ocean of LinkedIn, is what he says. And so if you're open for a free consultation, he gives you a free 15-minute consultation, and you'll be blown away. You'll be amazed by his expertise and what he can teach you on LinkedIn. More information at his Easy Way profile. So look for George Marquis, and you can get connected and book an appointment with him. So without further ado, let's bring to the stage, engineer, if you want to turn that music on, let's bring to the stage George Marquis. Welcome to the show, George.
George.
G'day, guys, from Melbourne, Australia. It is 3 a.m. here.
3 a.m.? What are you doing up at 3 a.m.? Oh, wait a minute. You're on the show with us.
I'm here to support you guys.
Coming way down under. That's crazy. So George, we're talking about the crazy
weather.
Well,
we want to say thank
you,
George, for sure, for coming on.
Oh, yeah.
Let me say thank you real quick, George, for you know, coming on and staying up until 3 a.m. to be on the show.
Yeah.
That's commendable, we appreciate that. Go ahead, Dan.
Well, so we're talking about some crazy weather all over. How's it been in Australia, other than I know you have your heat spells? It's pretty maintaining a status quo.
We're the opposite season to you. We're in winter here now. And so here it's been about 4 degrees C, which is about 40 Fahrenheit.
Okay. Wow.
So it's pretty cold here at the moment.
That's amazing.
So, George, a lot of the listeners that we have are on LinkedIn. I want to get right into it because we went a little bit over your time. Yeah. So we're going to have to go a little bit over the Karma Religious Corner segment. But basically, a lot of people want to really master LinkedIn. They want to learn LinkedIn. And I think the first place is to start with your profile and setting it up correctly. And there's so many different things you can do on LinkedIn on how you set your profile up. So I promised a lot of golden nuggets and tips and tricks on your LinkedIn expertise. Let's start with the profile and what you would suggest.
Well, the first thing about your profile is you want to make sure you've updated that blue banner that LinkedIn gives you. You want to make sure you're not still using the blue banner. But the big thing about LinkedIn as an entrepreneur is you've got to look at a couple of things. You've got to think of LinkedIn is important, but it's not serious. So on LinkedIn, you are free to be you, to express yourself the way you are. And the real thing is you don't want everybody. You want to be dealing with your avatar client. Excuse me. So with that, you want your banner to express how your avatar client, how you want them to feel when they land on your page. Me, I'm a fluoro colors person. So mine actually has my fluoro jet ski on it, and I want people to feel calm with the sunset, so that's what's in my banner. And I've got a slogan in there as well. You can have a slogan in your banner. The big thing about it, when people come to your profile, they don't come to your profile because they're looking for you. They come to your profile because they look for the services that you can help them achieve. So they're looking at your profile as what's in it for me. And so then when you go through your profile, the next thing is your headline. And if you're active on the LinkedIn platform, your headline goes absolutely everywhere that you go on LinkedIn. And so the first 7 to 8 words of your headline needs to describe what it is that you do for your avatar client. And it's not a resume. It's a punchy thing, and it can be a slogan and things like that. And mine changes depending on where we are in the different sales cycles that we're running. But you want to be making sure that your headline actually, when they see you contributing in LinkedIn through comments and through likes and things like that, they see you and they think, I want to find out more about this person. The big thing about LinkedIn is making sure you're not connecting with everyone. You want to connect with your avatar client And the beautiful thing about it is that when people do send you a connect request, you can have a look at their profile and determine whether you want to actually connect with them as well. You don't have to connect with everyone. When you connect with the right people, you can then develop abundance strategy and develop premium pricing. Ultimately, you can come back and help the people that aren't ready to pay for your services out of abundance from an overflowing cup rather than from scarcity. Excuse me.
That's great information, George, and I agree. And I also will add to that, when you put your profile photo on and your banner, similar to Easy Way Interactive, we do the same type of thing. You don't want to just grab a picture from your phone or just grab something and just pop a picture on there and just pop a banner on there. You want to really, you know, go on Fiverr if you have to, or hire us, or go to Canva, which is a free software that allows you to really make your stuff look proper and look correct. I'll tell you the big difference that I noticed when I actually got into a suit and I got into a really nice office and I put, you know, what I've been seeing on ABC, AP, CNN, NBC, Fox, TMZ, Extra, and then, you know, what you said, George, is so correct. Like, my title reads Master Connector to the Stars, Scaling People Using Unique Online Tools. Really simple, straight to the point of what is the, not for you, but what is the takeaway that your audience coming to your profile is going to really receive within a very short amount of time. It's almost like we do with the pitch party. Your pitch has to be perfected. And so it's almost like that title, that headline is a little teeny mini pitch to grab people's attention to get more time for them to look at more stuff on your profile. So the first thing they're going to look at is your banner and then your profile picture. And if your banner's professionally done and your profile picture is professionally done, I recommend even maybe putting your logo on there sometimes, or just really editing it and making it look right. You're going to get probably triple the response than if you weren't. It's just like YouTube. If you have the right thumbnail, you'll get a lot more views. And same thing with posting on social media. It's all about the visual with people online. So great information, George. And, you know, what's made you, are you certified in LinkedIn, or, like, you know, what's some of the credentials? Let's talk about some of your credentials.
Not through the actual LinkedIn group, but certified through actual coaching results, yes. So basically, we've been around. My background for it was I took redundancy almost 10 years ago. And when I took redundancy, my outsourcing said to me, you've got to get 500 connections on LinkedIn and you'll get a job. Okay. So I did that. No one's ever looked at my resume since, because apparently once you're 48, you can't actually get IT jobs. So stayed away from that. But again, it's about targeting your right audience. And again, what I'd done is I built marketing business or network marketing businesses, and I had 7,000 contacts on LinkedIn and people hadn't joined me. Why that was because my approach up until then had been basically spam people. Once you change your approach to actually educating people and inviting them into your community, your results in LinkedIn become totally different when you're working with the right audience rather than working with everyone.
And so if anybody doesn't know what LinkedIn is, let's go back to the basics. What is LinkedIn? What's the difference between LinkedIn and other platforms like Instagram and Facebook and Easy Way? Why would you want to be on LinkedIn? Let's talk about a little bit of the about LinkedIn.
Cool. Well, you're actually leading right into it. So, as I said, we've got our masterclass kicking off on the 29th of July, and links in my profile. But from the masterclass, we talk about things. But what it is that LinkedIn came initially from being a job-seeking network. It has developed into the network of professionals. And so some of the things that are really different between LinkedIn and the other social platforms is the income of your audience. Your income, average audience on LinkedIn has an income over 100 grand, whereas your average audience on Insta and Facebook is under 11 grand. So when you're dealing with that, you're now coming into where you're dealing with abundance, and you're dealing, and LinkedIn is still really a babe in the woods for it, but the professionals are there. So you can deal with the right audience up front rather than dealing with, which is the blue ocean concept, rather than dealing with the sharks in the Insta and Facebook worlds where everyone's dog eat dog. Whereas on LinkedIn, you'll find people that are there to support you and see how they can assist you and your business to grow.
Well, reading off, and Dad, I'm going to go ahead and give it to you after this, but reading off of Google, I just asked a couple of questions. So what exactly is LinkedIn used for? It says LinkedIn is the world's largest professional network on the internet, to start. And you can use LinkedIn to find the right job or internship, connect and strengthen professional relationships, and learn the skills you need to succeed in your career. And then I asked, why do people need LinkedIn? And LinkedIn provides a vast platform for networking with professionals across industries and geographic locations. Building and nurturing these connections can open doors to new careers, opportunities, partnerships, mentorships, and valuable insights. And last question, I said, is it a good idea to have LinkedIn? And it says, therefore, having a well-written and up-to-date LinkedIn profile, as we just talked about, can increase your chances of being discovered by potential employer and clients and business owners. It can also make it easier for them to learn more about your background and qualifications for deciding whether to reach out to you. Now, on that part, that's really important. And one of the things that LinkedIn has is it has skills and it has endorsements. Do you want to talk a little bit about that, George?
Yeah, sure. When you're setting up, the skills and endorsements, people go and look at that, and it's the skills and endorsements when people are doing a search on LinkedIn that will bring you up. And then your activity on the platform as well, and how you are actually constructively contributing to your community, comes back in all of the search results. And again, one of the things we cover in the masterclass, if you actually do a Google search on your personal name, usually you'll find your LinkedIn profile is in the first or second results that will actually come up for you. It's a great way for people to be able to find you. And if you're actually out there educating people on your expertise, not bludgeoning them, but giving them free education, they will then become attracted so that they join and request to get into your inbox and effectively become someone who wants to buy from you rather than you trying to sell to them.
I love how you said that, and that's one of the reasons we created the profiles in the manner in which we did on EasyWay Network. Do you like that buy button there, George? Buy button and the appointment button. Does it make it pretty simple for people to reach out to you? And have you gotten any responses?
Absolutely. So I've got quite a few new connections that have come across into the EasyWay Network. Again, there's so many moving pieces. I am really enjoying learning how the whole thing fits together, which is really cool.
And, you know, recently we just put that reel out on you. You know you're going viral. Like, you have probably close to 5,000 or so plays, views that we can see from you winning the wheel, winning from spinning the wheel on our last pitch party. And have you noticed that?
Yes, I have. I've noticed the responses coming back from that. And I've also, you know, the Hall of Fame people making queries there. And I appreciate that you allowed me to enter the wheel draw, and it was exciting to actually get the additional support that you've been thrown in as the prize from winning that draw.
So I just want to throw this in there. LinkedIn offers, LinkedIn Learning, anyway, offers over 5,000 courses across three core subjects. So it's business, technology, and creativity. And we're talking, as of July, 1 billion registered members in 200 countries. So this is definitely the platform. Huh? What would you see the future of LinkedIn as? I mean, how could we resource it more? Is there anything you could suggest?
Yeah, the more people that are coming into it, the greater the skill groups we've got there. Again, for using of it yourself, by all means, join the groups that are on the platform, contribute to the platform as well. the more you contribute to the platform, the more the platform will want to contribute to you and to your business.
There you go. Good tip. Yeah. So what, you know, what Irish developed is mind-boggling to me. And what it's just such a transformation of what's going on now. It's so beneficial for business. And there's it's changing the face. And now we got AI coming into this. I don't know where this is all going, but it's pretty exciting. Do you work much with the metaverse and some of those platforms?
I'm still coming up to speed on those myself as well. But we had presentations of those in the actual pitch party during the week, and I learned a whole heap. One of the gentlemen who's got the virtual metaverse, we can go on the tour through the convention center and see everyone's pages in there. Like, man, that is exciting stuff.
It is. So,
we have some really exciting stuff happening. And go ahead, Dan.
One more question. So, George, when can I come out to visit? I would love to come to Australia sometime. It's time for me to get away.
Well, now you've hit my hot button, James, because my hot button is that I am enthusiastically lazy. I build my businesses so that I can then go and spend my time social. And my social is jet skiing, snow skiing, snowboarding, getting out in the environment. So come to Australia, and I can show you the 12 apostles. I can show you Wilson's Promontory. We have amazing places of adventure. I'm down south in Victoria, so we don't have crocodiles or alligators like they have up north. But we do have sharks and things. But we have adventure. So come out to Australia, and we'd love to have you enjoying our adventure in the out here. I did 7.5 weeks in North America in 2022. I jet-skied from Seattle to Juneau, Alaska, and that was just absolutely amazing. And so my goal is to contribute back to everyone I met over there, get them to come and see Australia. It is an absolutely awesome place.
Oh, I love it. That sounds exciting. Well, when I put my arm back together, I'm in. Can't wait to get there and do some jet skiing. Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Absolutely fantastic, Jesse.
All right. Sounds good. I'll see if Eric wants to go with me, if I can pull him away from the computer. What do you think, Eric? Ready for Australia?
That's a beautiful thing about the online environment.
Yeah.
I just heard that the spiders are like the size of my head out there in Australia. So I don't know if I.
That's not in Sydney. Don't go to Sydney.
Maybe it's a possibility. Well, you know, this has been awesome getting to know you a little bit, George, and now our listening audience and our readers on Easeway News, you know, can learn a little bit more. One more time, go ahead and talk about, you said you're doing a mastermind, which I went on easywayevents.com, and it looks like our team, if it wasn't you, went in there and added your event. So you might want to go update those details and make sure that everything's correct. But it looks like your LinkedIn masterclass is on easywayevents.com. For people to sign up. So in closing, go ahead and tell people why they would want to sign up and really what their takeaway would be.
Cool.
Again, guys, make sure you look up George on the Easy Way. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. So basically, we've got the masterclass, which is the Burnout to All Out.co LinkedIn Lead Gen Masterclass. It kicks off on Monday, the 29th of July, U.S. Eastern at 12 p.m. It goes for 9 days. It's basically 5 days, but 4 bonus days. Each one's an hour to an hour and a quarter each session. And we cover all of the basics of LinkedIn, why you need to be on it, the basics of how you actually do your profile, how you do content, how you do contribution, and how you actually do sales on the platform. We cover all of those things over 9 days. If you take the information, and that 9 days is totally free. If you take that information from 9 days, you can actually go ahead and build yourself. We also then offer an academy, which is a 6-month program. From there, if people want to actually take the academy and have a handheld experience to get through. But either way, we wish you amazing success on LinkedIn. It is definitely the place for entrepreneurs, and we've seen amazing success. 6 figures, guaranteed you will be there.
So cool.
All right. Well, thank you so much, George. That music means it's time to get to our next segment and go to our next commercial.
Thank you, George.
Don't go anywhere, guys. We'll be back with Carmen Warner. Thank you so much, George. Appreciate it.
Hey guys, alright, so make sure you join us twice a month every other Thursday for our Easy Way Family Pitch Party, where you'll get to pitch your purpose to gain more followers to your Easy Way Wall of Fame profile. Don't have an Easy Way profile? Make sure you visit EasyWayWallOfFame.com and create your profile. The way this works is you post on your profile whatever it is that you're promoting. So when you pitch it on our main stage with 50 to 150 members every other Thursday, you will get more promotion to your profile, and then that traffic will go to your website or social media. You also get to share the stage with our celebrity speaking guests like Kevin Sorbo, Ken Davidian, Bill Walsh, Omar Perryu, Judge Joe Brown, just to name a few. And let's not forget our members' favorite moment of the evening, our Wheel of Opportunity, where you'll get to spin to win up to $10,000 in marketing and brand development prizes. Interested? Visit letter E, letter Z, EZWayFamily.com. Register for free and check out what all the excitement and buzz is about. We'll see you there. You know what?
About to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Well, hello there, Radio Land. Here we are again, and I'm feeling grand. I have a grand reason for that, because I have someone wonderful sitting right next to my side, and he's been in my life now for 50 years.
50 years and counting.
And counting! My husband, Jerry Pittman!
Hello, everyone. How are you doing?
How are you doing out there, ladies and gentlemen? We are celebrating 50 years of marriage. Now, I realize that's longer than some people are actually here on this earth. So we are just so blessed and so happy every day that we wake up and we're still vertical. And we would like for you to know a little bit about us. We really have had a nice journey, and we're still on a journey. And part of it is musical, of course. And my husband, who is a musical producer, produced a top 40 hit record on me called Rosebud, and also Isn't It Lonely. It would make most of the noise over in Northern England, Australia, Japan, Scotland, Germany, and what have you, as a rare collectible. But we also had another artist, Cy Hightower, who my husband Jerry produced. And we would like for you to get a little taste of all of that, if possible. We only have so long to be on the air. But let's listen to Rosebud now.
Like the water from the sky, you put out my fire. Like a drop of water, fill the sea, fill my soul with desire. Oh, I am budding just like a rosebud. Oh, I am budding, my heart is opening up so wide. Oh, I am budding just like a rosebud. My lips are waiting to be planted.
to believe that this is over 50 years ago. Bring back a lot of memories.
Yes. Yeah, that record actually came out the year we got married, 1974.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And, you know, I believe that music is music as long as it's music, and I think it should be heard as long as it can be heard. So that's one of the reasons why I keep pushing the music that you recorded on both Cy Hightower and yours truly.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think you did a wonderful job. We were fortunate to have some of the top musicians that were working with us. We had maybe, what was it, 32 or 36 pieces all together, including the background singers?
Yeah, something like that. Well, you know, it was hard to remember 50 years ago. I can't recall all those people, but, yeah, it was around 50 musicians altogether.
Well, I know we had French horns, and we had a full, you know, the full brass section. We had the violins, and we had guitarist Greg Middleton, who was working with Marvin Gaye. And, you know, people like that were working with us. And we were fortunate to have Willie Hoskins, who did the arrangement for us, who has also arranged for the Whispers. Yeah.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if we're going to hear more of our music, but we do have other things to talk about.
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Isn't It Lonely, I think, actually made more noise than Rosebud. Now, I wrote Rosebud by myself, but you and I wrote Isn't It Lonely together.
Yeah, it was a quick write. You know, it was supposed to be just the B-side, and we didn't spend a lot of time on that, but I think
okay,
it did.
Here it goes now.
There were so many other things that I could do, baby. Ooh, but something came over me. I knew that I just didn't want to be the wrong side of the recipe. So now that it's happened to you, isn't it lonely?
Isn't it lonely?
Can you tell me
isn't
how does it feel, baby?
Isn't it lonely?
Ooh, but I've taken all that I can take. Just hope that I've learned from my mistake. Out of that lonely room, deep in a shadow of gloom, waiting and listening to every sound that I hear, hoping you were here. Ooh. Then I say to myself, why am I acting like this? My eyes all in a mist. The man don't really care, because if he did, he'd be right here. Gonna get myself together, but I'm feeling better. Then I'm gonna take my time, go out and make my find.
Getting on, 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 getting on.
And if I don't find him, well, I know that he'll find me, because I really need somebody.
Baby, it's me.
Oh, it's you.
Yeah, listen, baby, I've been doing a lot of thinking since you've been gone. My life just hasn't been the same. My world is so empty without you.
Oh, if only you said that when I really needed you.
But baby.
Oh,
but baby.
Lonely.
Hey, but baby.
Isn't it
lonely? Ooh, lonely.
But baby.
I know it's lonely. Well, that was you, Jerry, knocking at the door.
Yeah,
yeah, that was
memories.
You.
Yeah, those were fun times, though. Fun
yeah,
times.
And, you know, I'd like for them to hear some of Cy Hightower as long as we're on a roll here. You were also doing background on all of those songs.
Yeah.
Can we hear I Know You're Leaving Me?
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's probably my favorite song that you produced on Cy Hightower.
Yeah.
And I know you were with the background singers, and you guys were concerned about whether or not I was going to get my part right.
And that's you doing that high soprano. You did a very good job.
And you guys were making sure, well, now make sure you get your part right.
Well,
I did it in one take. How about that?
Let's talk about the marriage stuff now. We've been together for 50
Well, you know
years.
What? Well, you know what? We've got one more song
that
they can hear on our way out. I don't think so when I look at the clock here, but
yeah.
It's time for us to go. I wish that they could hear Wild Love by Cy Hightower. That's one of my favorites. Engineer, can we play it on the way out? So let's say goodbye, Jerry. Hope you all enjoyed our musical journey. That was original music produced by Jerry Pittman.
Okay.
All right. Great segment. And yeah, we can go ahead and love your music, currently. Love you guys and, you know, Jerry. And it was a lot of fun, hanging out at your guys' house. And that's why we call it a real easy way family. And not only is it business, but we hang out and have fun while making funds. Making money, and you guys can hear the music in the background as it fades out, and we just want to say thank you to just an amazing show today. Great golden nuggets and tips and tricks by George, my key, and encourage all of you guys to follow up with our guests, and you can find all of our guests in their profiles at letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y, Easy Way, Wall of Fame. .com, click on members and just search for whoever you want to connect with. Same thing with Easy Way I, our social network. They're both intertwined. They're both connected. You can just search and reach right out to them and connect with them, book an appointment. And Carlos Corner, another great segment. I mean, that was almost like a little mini podcast concert, you know, which is a lot of fun. And, we want to say thank you to our amazing team behind the scenes. You guys have no idea how much work goes into producing shows like this. And speaking of producing shows, we do offer that. We do produce shows like this for all of you guys. So if you have a show that you want produced and you want to get more audience to it, make sure you reach out to easywaynetwork@gmail.com. Love to have your podcast on our podcast. We're almost at 70 podcasts now on the network. I'm going to mention a couple of them, and then Dad will let you grab the microphone. We had the Mega Pitch Party, all the archives, if you want to know any of the older shows that we've done. Everything's on the Mega Pitch Party podcast. Then we have Meet Our Members, which is how you get to know each and every one of our members, one of our more popular podcasts, Beyond the Stage, Easy Talk Live, Radio Boomers Live, Tap Interviews, Sports and Tacos, Shifting Perspectives, the Samuel Brock Friend Show, Paul Trask with Darren Pulvitz, Expansion, JoJo's Empowering Journey, Interview with Paul Reese, Fearless Aging, Ancient Wisdom, Money Train, Dr. Fitness USA, Hydrate Podcast, Kiss and Tell, Unleash Unstoppable, Debbie Changes Life, Sherry Speakers, Call to Action Podcast, The Business Goddess Podcast, Nikki Rich Show, Virtual Voice AO Scan, that's a new one, that will actually scan you while you're on the podcast and literally find out what might be going on with your health. And fix it. That's a really interesting one. And so many others. We don't have time to mention each and every other one, but we got the 15 Minute of Fame podcast and Creative Collaboration show and a couple others. So the network's growing, guys. We'd love to have your podcast. So email us at easywaynetwork@gmail.com. And last but not least, this show's brought to you by Esco's Pizza and Better Vision for Children, bvccharity.org. We support our kids. We mentor them. We support them, their vision, goals, and dreams. And we also help with early eye detection for eye disease and the problems with kids' eyes. Young men, young women, bvccharity.org. And when you donate $100 or more, we do interview you on Easy Way Network.
Yes, indeed.
So I guess my dad...
I'm going to catch up a little bit here. Grab a little of what's left here.
Yes, we want to thank our guests and congratulations to Carmelita and Jerry. Wow, 50 years, that's amazing. And to our guests from Australia, I can't wait to get down there, Dave. It's that'd be an interesting
George
trip.
Marquis, yes, George Marquis.
George, yeah. And
with
I think
spiders that are not the size of your head, it's not Sydney.
Yeah, you got to look at the positive side. So anyway, yes, guys, Radio Boomers Live, and we have so many interesting guests on. And for our interest here for Eric and I, Better Visions for Children, otherwise known as bbccharity.org, bringing awareness. 50% of parents do not have their children checked for eye issues, for eye health. So we bring awareness, schools and daycare centers and so on and so forth, for testing. And we support testing and research facilities. And that's our part one vision for good eye health. And our part two vision is a vision, bringing a brighter vision to the future of underprivileged children and children in the foster community through mentoring. We go to outings. We have field trips. We open doors to various livelihoods like engineering, medical. It could be on the fire department, whatever the scenario, all kinds of different occupations we want to expose them to. So it gives them an idea on what they might want to be when they grow up. And we also open a door to various social activities that they may encounter as they get older. Possibly golf, a lot of business on a golf course. We take them to a driving range, teach them how to golf, etiquette classes, chess class, how to play various games. It just goes on and on. That's what our field trips are going to be. So with that, we're looking at these are situations that you can actually get involved in. With me. I've been out to the American Cancer Society when they're doing construction versus pediatric cancer. Unusual blend of these two entities, but it brought support and awareness to childhood cancer issues. And I filmed it, and it helped with enhancing what they were doing. We went on Christmas. We go on Christmas. We have I call it my Santa sleigh. It's a U-Haul van. We fill it full of gifts and go to areas where children need gifts. We went to a chalk hospital and build their tree in their entry hall. And this is on Christmas Day, putting Christmas gifts there. And we're going to be going to foster facilities and wherever there's kids in need, taking them out on these field trips. So if you want to become part of that, contact us, go through Easy Way. And it's a heartfelt situation that Eric has with his Easy Way Cares, and it's just been something that we've had. You know, it's your, it's like I've shared, you know, with my son, you need hard work, determination, drive, and resilience, but without faith, morals, and ethics, it's a waste of time, you know? It's about, like I said, your heartfelt actions, and I believe that faith comes with responsibility and accountability. You know, we're not here to just exist. You know, we got to produce a little bit. We got to see where we can help others. And it's not just, you know, it's how we can reach out and create some happiness in their lives, some security, and make a difference. That's what it's all about. And with that, with what Eric has going on with the Wall of Fame and so on, these are game changers for you and your business. It's the comments that we're getting are unbelievable. Like, wow. I'm getting more out of this in a week than I've had researching other things for an entire year. Well, it's not easy. It doesn't come easy. He's built this for years, and now
a lot of hard work,
and I want to throw in another congratulations on your Who's Who in America. That's quite an accomplishment too. And
thank you.
Really,
I appreciate that, Marquis Who's Who. Is been around for 125 years, endorsed by Warren Buffett, over 1.5 million of the Who's Who in the world. It's an honor to be a listee now with them. And a little bit more information for you guys. Mark your calendars for August 7th and 8th for Business Sparks. I'll be speaking on the 8th on Zoom to hundreds of people to join them, and I'm the keynote speaker on that. We'll be putting on the Easy Way Events calendar soon, and then the mini Shark Tank and Polarizing event. So there's three events I'll be speaking at on how to turn data into dollars and really, you know, make social media work for you. You know, turn your content into cash and, you know, become a content creator, but how you repurpose it and leverage our network for your business. So and then also too, there's a project that we're working on. I just wanted to close out with called NetConnect. It's a podcast we're going to be working on, and this is going to be a premier podcast and news outlet under the EasyWayNews.com umbrella, specializing in interviews and featuring, highlighting influential CEOs and founders of impactful networking groups. So if you have a networking group of 1,000 or more members that are making an impact, we want to talk to you. Our content is going to be showcased across multiple different prominent platforms, including EasyWay News, EasyWay TV, which is our web TV. It's also on Roku TV, Apple TV, Amazon Fire, all major mobile devices. EasyWay Magazine as well is going to be featured in there. And through our comprehensive distribution on EasyWay Web TV, it gets out there to the masses. And we ensure that high-caliber interviews, these are going to be high-profile people, and you're going to learn a lot about how to network and how to turn your network into net worth. And, you know, it's going to be a diverse audience. Additionally, NetConnect, this podcast, is going to really expand the reach by leveraging the social media giants that we work with, like Facebook and LinkedIn and YouTube, and ultimately EasyWay Interactive, our social network, spotlighting all the stories and the key business leaders who drive innovation and connection in the networking space. So you're going to see a special news section on the EasyWay News paper that we have, and we're going to be looking for anybody that has a high-level network of impact that is a networking group, just like us. We want to collaborate, not compete. So that's coming up. So guys, make sure you subscribe to rblive.com. Make sure you go to EasyWay Podcast and you subscribe to RBL Live and all of our other podcasts. But make sure you click the subscribe button, because that gives you opportunity to be on the show. It gives you opportunity to bring people on the show. It gives you opportunity to listen to the show and learn from our experts. There's so much. I mean, we're up to over 2,500 episodes of Radio Boomers Live of just insightful information and just amazing takeaways and knowledge.
If they're interested in the archive, Derek, they can go back. Betty White's co-star Aretha Gray was my co-host for how many years? Until you took over, and we have some really interesting shows there too. And I just wanted to do a little thank you shout out to the Veterans Administration, the VA hospital, and my special doctor down in the physical therapy. I had injured my arm several times, and within a week, a couple falls. You got to be careful not to fall. And she's been really staying on top of this, taking care of me, because it's it's quite a situation when you lose use of your right arm. And so that's something I'm going through now. And she's really amazing. And she also, I mean, so much in the health, but she also helps veterans in music. She helps a lot of the veterans that have had issues in physical therapy, and she teaches them how to play guitar and everything. So I'm not going to mention any names. I don't know if they want that, but maybe someday I'll introduce you to her. And with that, Eric, we're coming to the closing hour here. It goes so fast, but time flies when you're having fun. And
every Monday morning, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, guys, every Monday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Mark it in your calendars, Radio Boomers Live. And if you go to rblive.com, you'll see that there's – on the left side, a lot of the previous shows are there, and then there's flyers on the right side. So just make sure that you subscribe and you tell your friends. That's another thing too, is telling your friends. We have an amazing affiliate program. We give you 10% of the income that is made in our network across the board for the life of the account. 10% for the life of the account. So don't miss your opportunity to start making some income and build a pipeline on Easy Way Network. Build your profile, you know, check it out, and post on your profile, post on Easy Way Interactive. Get your business out there at over 4,500 different members that we have in the platform now. And thanks so much for tuning in, guys. We'll be back next week. Next week's guests are, let me check. I believe we have, do you know the guest, Dad? July 22nd. That's today.
We've got about 3 months worth. I don't have my chart right here, but we've got quite a lineup coming up here. And it's like a who's who in itself.
Okay, so I got it right here. So the next week's guest with George Charla Anderson, is one of our silver members. Charla Anderson is going to be the next guest, and Charla is a connector and a collector of fascinating people. She has a TV show and a podcast. It's going to be a great show. So make sure you.
Very interesting.
You put that in your calendar, guys. Don't miss it. Thank you so much for tuning in to RBL, Radio Boomers Live. Please tell your friends, and don't forget to subscribe. We'll catch you guys next week. I'm Dr. Eric Zuli, James Zuli, and we look forward to hearing from
you guys.
Easy with Family. Hashtag Easy with Family. Use the hashtag. See you later.
Thanks for tuning in. And
thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live, also known as RBL, with your hosts, James and Eric Zuli. Be sure and visit EasyWayNetwork.com. That's letter E, letter Z, EasyWayNetwork.com, to get access to our influencers and get promoted to over 500,000 visitors per month. Remember, Radio Boomers Live airs every Monday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Don't forget to download our app on any mobile device, Google Play or Apple Store, by searching Easy Way Family. That's letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Family. Subscribe to our show at easywaypodcast.com.
Okay, Eric, great show. Till next Monday morning, keep moving, keep the faith, and Radio Boomers Live is signing out.